Welcome everyone to World's End Production. My name is Logan Smotherman. My friends and I created World's End to tell amazing stories we all came up with. Whether you like the intense lore of Arth, the mind-bending Time Lords, or even Doran, our original story, you are bound to love them all. Every character is someone amazing. We are even getting new shows all the time. But with all this stuff going on, and the fact that we're all in college, we need your patronage to help deliver the best quality content we can. So, if you could head on over to www.patreon.com/worldsendpodcast, it would mean the world to us. Even so, don't worry, your patronage is important to us. You will be getting special perks, like access to our community Discord to ask questions to our amazing actors, early access to episodes, bonus content, and even a whole nother podcast just for you guys, as well as so much more. We hope you will consider being a patron, and we hope you all love our stories. We really put a lot of work into this stuff, and we hope you all love it. Now, enough stalling, let's get on with the show. Hello everyone, I'm your DM Logan, and welcome to Doran. Travel alongside our heroes, Lauren, who is Tumulty, Leah, who's Eatatrix, Rory, Marcy, and Matt, our amazing artificer, Axel Grease, as well as other special guests and members who are going to be joining us as they fight to end a holy war. But first, let's review the last episode. Okay, so we start off in the lands of Elsion. In the world of Doran, blah, blah, blah. We've gone over this before. I'm kidding. So, we're going to focus on a couple of the characters for this first little bit. In the town of Sevenclaw, there lives two, sisters, technically, but played by very different people. One of whom, it's not the one who's playing him usually, but don't worry about it.
It's me.
Hello, it's Seth. Alright, so you come up, are going to weirdly pan down like this is a movie onto the fields, where these two sisters are plowing. What would be your guys' conversations to each other?
Why would we plowing?
Dude, you farmers and rangers. You're farming and hunting. It's hunter-gatherer.
We plow in what exactly? Dead ass. I love the visualization of the background. He's very good for that, yes. We plow in a field of dead ass. That demonstrates the procedures for not dying in a plane.
Dude, God.
Conversation?
Yeah, just like, what would you be talking about, I guess, as you're flipping, going around your day?
My kid would likely be complaining because she would rather be reading books.
Of course.
She's probably got blisters all over her hands, and she's probably being a whiny little baby about it.
Amazing.
Absolutely.
Always. So, as you guys are talking, I will ask, how about giving us a little bit of information on your character, what they look like, huh?
Okay.
People working in the field, you know, getting all sweaty. Guys, I'm weird, you know this.
My character is a halfling ranger. Her name is Marcy Greengrove.
Hell yeah.
And she has a short blonde fuckboy haircut. And, she looks skinny. Awfully skinny to be calling herself a ranger of any kind. And awfully pale. And she's probably, getting a little burnt out in the sun.
Oh, okay. Nice. Great. Amazing.
That's Tumulty.
Nice. Seth, I know you don't know Tumulty that well, and neither do I, because Lauren didn't put anything down for her character.
No, I literally just looked at like, nothing.
Nothing. Don't worry. We're going to get her back soon, and she'll probably explain everything. But, you are a dwarf fighter, as Lauren likes to describe herself. Stout, but not too tall. So we'll just stay with that for a while. Yeah, so you guys are plowing the fields. It comes to that time that you probably got to get back to the house. So, you know, you get...
Quickly.
Oh, yeah, quickly. You get back to there, and your parents aren't home. They haven't been home for a while. They go on wild adventures all the time. And so...
Must be so fucking cool.
Oh, I know, exactly. Right? They're adventures. They're cool. You guys aren't.
Every single, like, anime protagonist parents.
Yes. Welcome to my anime.
My character always dreams of being like them, but never does anything about it.
Yeah. So you do find a note that was probably, like, crumbled up at one point during their tenure away, and then, like you finally kind of pulled it out and was like, oh, shoot, we gotta be somewhere. You're going to be selling your goods at the Festival of Two Kings over in Kellen, which is, like, to the west.
Oh, my gourds!
What?
Oh, my gourds!
Oh, my gourds!
Oh, my gourds!
So, yeah, I'm sure you're rushing around trying to pack up everything that you need to, all your furs from your hunting, because, yes, you are hunters.
And all the sled road. I assume they also, like, carve bows and...
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Bows and stuff like that.
Yeah. Yeah, stuff all like...
That.
Yeah, stuff like that. I would want to know who's hooking up the animals and who's putting the cargo in the actual truck. Just wondering.
Marcy can go for the animals.
She wanted to show off her ranger skills, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah. I thought so.
I said all about pitching ox to a cart, and it's time.
It's time. Well, you know what time it is for? First roll of the game, weirdly enough, animal handling, because why not?
Oh, boy.
Who knew that would be the first roll of a game?
Nat 20!
Darn it.
21!
Nat 20. It's fine. Nat 20 is an auto success, you mother truckers. Even though you only read a book, you clearly are very...
get them into place.
Oh, yeah. You got them into place pretty quick. You successfully got the straps either by pure luck or, I don't know, something. Something happened. The gods aligned. Nice. So, yeah, you did that. Good job. So, Seth, Tumulty, my friend, you are packing up the stuff. I don't need a roll. You're just packing stuff. I'm not going to lie. So yeah.
Thanks.
I know, right? So nice of me. You pack up, get on the cart, and you head off on your merry way towards Kellen. Last remarks to each other before you go on this. It's around like a 2-day journey. What do you say to each other? RP time.
This is our first adventure without mom and dad. Do you know how meaningful this has got to be, stepsister? The fact you said stepsister made it sound so weird. I know.
Stepsister? We're going in the forest alone? Wow.
Great. And while...
Stepsister with that ox cart, what you doing?
Okay. While,
there? What you hitching there, buddy?
While you guys are,
are you just excited to see me, stepsister?
I love how, like, there's just, like, 5 minutes of you guys flipping a Roddy Gard being over here.
This is the definition of horrific.
It wouldn't be a D&D campaign without it. Yeah.
For friends, my jokes only get worse.
Oh, yeah, I get
so
it.
So do mine.
So yeah, as you are completing your 2-day journey to Kellen, something is actually going down in Kellen. That'd be the preparations for the Festival of the Two Kings. Now, we're going to zoom in, get a bit closer on the courtroom instead of just the city. Oh yes, this is where our timelines differ from the original. Matt, have a character redesigned from the original timeline. Don't worry about it, guys. It'll never happen again. Yeah, so I want to know, what does he look like as he walks down the halls towards the king's throne room?
All right, so sorry, I was busy pouring through the books.
Yeah.
Caught my attention. What's the setting again?
You're walking down the halls, great hall, towards the king's throne room. The king of Kellen.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
So basically, I'm kind of a dirty dwarven mechanic. I got this big grizzly beard.
Him, but shorter.
Kind of, pretty much. Yeah, just kind of like frazzled hair, goggles, really dirty coveralls. I've got a just big-ass sledgehammer strapped just kind of like on my back, and I'm wearing kind of mechanical gloves I've been tinkering on. Yeah.
Cool. It's nice.
Got this big old burly. I'm kind of walking a little bit. There's a bit of a smell about me. It's kind of a mix between tobacco, axle grease, and body odor.
Amazing.
Best description.
Last week and a half with like no reprieve, just because I've lost track of time working on my shit.
Yes. I feel like I know what your character is, and I love it already. You walk down the halls. You've been summoned by the king himself for a special mission. It's not exactly your forte, going on adventures and everything. You're more of a stay in the city but still do cool things kind of guy. But, you know, when the king calls, you kind of just kind of do what he wants. So you enter the throne room, and sitting on his throne is Sir King, oh god, yes, Dango the Second.
Dango,
yes, the Second, because his son is the Third, and because I don't want to come up with
King
a different
Dango.
Name.
King Fago.
Yeah, and standing next to him is the second king of the Two Kings Festival, King of Adon. His name is Kon.
King Kon.
Yeah, so, but standing in front of them is a figure draped in all black. It's clearly a Kinku from the huge beak that's pointing out the front hood. As you approach the throne, what do you say to the two kings?
What do y'all want?
What a greeting. What do y'all want?
Completely the same energy as just walking and be like, what's up, bitches? Just better be good.
Like, you wanted me here, I assume it's for a reason.
Yeah, we did. Our friends in the Alliance.
I'm not currently being marched to the gallows, is amazing.
I know, right?
They're not going to kill me right off.
No. The kings look down at you. Adon's king has always been a kind of like more gentler, cooler dude, so he's probably okay with you doing this, but like he's still kingly, but he's like.
Well, it's not really disrespect. Like, I'm not there to He's like, I got my hands like in my pockets, kind of like rocking on my heels.
I'm yeah.
Like,
yeah. Yeah. The king of Kellen, Dango, says to you, well, our spies have located an item of interest for the enemy forces in Anya. You will take a group to retrieve it. Now, it's in the field of your studies, your weird smithing mechanical thingy, study thingies. He doesn't understand this stuff. You do, not him. so, you will go to fetch it. Now...
You're doing great.
Huh?
You're doing great. great, Logan.
I know, right? Yeah, so he points out your good friend, the Kinku Konako. And he says, this will be one of your partners, and the other one is being brought in shortly. Leah, you are brought in from the side room. What do you look like?
I actually just got all of this information in finally, but about 6'2" hobgoblin of the Feywild specifically.
Yeah.
With bright yellow eyes and black hair about to my ribs pulled back and a mess of braids with red brown skin. And just a look on my face of, I really do not want to be here. What do you need?
Yeah.
Why am I here?
Yeah. He looks back to you, Matt, who character is still has not been named because I forgot to ask. And he says, this will be your other companion, Eatatrix, the winner of the Colosseum. You're probably going to need to find a couple more people because it's probably a bigger job than just for the three of you. So I'll leave that to your jurisdiction and get out of my sight.
Okay.
Okay. Yeah, he walks off. And Leah, your character, Eatatrix, has to go with him because you're probably going to die otherwise. And Kokono follows quietly because he doesn't really speak that much.
I make sure to give both of the kings just a cold ass look as I'm going out the door.
You clearly can tell
don't
that.
Don't say anything.
Oh yeah.
Just give him a look. Turn around and leave.
Oh yeah. The King of Auden gives you that saddened stare that kings do when they know they shouldn't have done it, but they did. Kellen doesn't care, man. Dango's a flippin' ruthless king. No, I'm joking, but not really. you all walk out onto the street and into your preparations for your trip, because you guys are going on a trip in your favorite rocket. No, I'm joking.
I hate that.
Yes, I know.
I'm in physical pain.
That's why I did it.
I'm always in physical pain. That just made it worse.
How the hell did I just roll that? Okay. I rolled 100, which means So, Rory and Seth, your characters have made it to Kellen quicker than expected because I rolled really high, like the highest I can roll, so there we go.
We were speedrunning.
Oh, you were speedrunning. You probably plowed down a couple of trees on the way at this point.
Plowed down a couple of trees.
Knocked over a few people, went through a few cornfields.
Oh, yeah. You know.
Might have caused some HR complaints.
Fucking races in the summer.
Okay, so you guys go into the gates of Kellen. You have like a day to just like, cause you got there early. You literally have a day, to just kind of get your bearings about the city and to set up shop somewhere along, the strip where all of the merchants will be selling stuff. So you can do what you want. I'll just let you have like, probably like one thing each to do since I just want to make this a little quick encounter. And you can find a place to set up shop, like the best place you can find, or go to the bar, or do whatever you need to do. I will leave it up to you. So, you know, Marcy and Eatatrix. No, it's a multi.
Oh man,
I'm trying to think. One
of us should at least. Go unload our stuff and set up shop in a stall somewhere.
True. Which one of it's gonna be?
Well, it's all about location. We gotta figure out the right place. I'd say let's just set up shop across the way from the bar, but...
That means drunk people come out and look at our stuff and go, that looks adequate, and just get it.
Yeah, you're right. You know, let's just go ahead and do that. Let's see if there's any spots near the bar.
Roll me a preparation check. No, I'm joking. That doesn't exist in this game.
Or a wisdom, or...
Yeah, let's go intelligence. Just straight intelligence. Either one of you can do it. But let's go with that. Just to see if you can, like, get a good spot.
Got 14.
14? Alright. You didn't get, like... right across from the bar, but you did get next to it, so you're like a couple stalls down. So
traffic, that's
so it's not like a bad spot, but it's not like the best spot. So good.
There's probably hell around the corner for the merchants to stay in or whatever, so
yeah,
they'll stumble out home and be like, hey.
Yeah, there is. So the night passes with all of you doing your various deeds, getting ready for what Marcy and Tumulty think is going to be a great day of selling, and Matt's character and Edatrix know are going to be a great adventure. The next day comes, and Matt, you are looking for capable warriors. To go on your adventure with. I want to know what, like, your criteria would be for, like, great warriors.
Somebody willing to do crazy ass shit.
Perfect. Amazing.
That's fair. That's what it sounds like in a nutshell.
Because you've already got someone that'll smack anything that breathes. So past that, you just need people that'll jump off a cliff if you tell them to.
I take a step back from you, and then you're a hobgoblin with big long arms. So I take an extra step back.
I love it.
Ain't that fair?
And I'm a dwarf, so I take an extra step.
Yeah. Oh,
this the lady from Resident Evil Village. Oh, Lady Dimitrescu.
Lady Dimitrescu.
Hey, Mike.
Yeah.
Mm.
Yeah, that's fair. Just a bit more off and a little less feminine.
Right.
And more with the intent to murder.
Yeah, they don't tend to go running when the big noises happen. So, because I know my hearing's a little gone, so I can tend to stick around when shit happens.
Yeah.
So. That's my criteria. I'm looking for somebody kind of weird, a little crazy and unhinged.
All right. Yeah, so as you walk down the street, thinking of your criteria...
Preferably fire resistant.
Well, I don't know about the fire resistant, but you do see two crazy looking ranger and fighter types working on setting up a stall. Would you like to... walk up with your companions and talk to them?
Absolutely.
My character has the manual for setting up the stall, and she's already memorized it.
But it's still going through.
Times, but she just has it out for reference.
I get it.
I feel like Tumulty would just be casually dissociating into the void, like, why am I here?
It's accurate, actually. That's really accurate.
Yeah. It is. Yeah, so... So, Matt, you walk up to him. I'm pretty sure you'll want to introduce your name to him, finally, so I can write it down. But, you need to... I'm guessing, you know, because you walked up to him, you want to recruit him, so hit him up. Get him them DNs.
How's it going? Axel Grease fired.
Axel Grease.
My character doesn't see you. She sees the big lady behind you.
She's in front of us, so I kind of like hold my arm, like kind of up.
Oh no, I'm the halfling. I'm about your.
Okay.
Big lady.
I just watched this exchange go down and just don't say anything. I just watch.
Well, yeah, just like elbows Marcy, like there was another person besides Big Lady.
I'm trying to smile, but like it's getting kind of awkward.
I'm sorry, who are you?
Grease Fire at your service.
Oh, hi. Hi, Marcy.
He shakes too hard. Shakes too hard, lifts her off the ground.
No, that would be whip. That would be eat a trick.
Those don't always work right.
Apology. I think I might have a nosebleed.
I might have several concussions, it's fine.
Yeah, so you've introduced yourself. Are you going to introduce maybe your mission to him?
This is Church Pomalti. She's not very chatty.
Hasn't introduced Dita Trix either. Nope. I just watched.
Yep.
Gotcha.
Who's the big lady?
I would be Dita Trix.
No.
I'll follow you anywhere.
Marcy, stop being gay for 1 second.
Sorry, you're the sister, right? I look at you. If you can get a mop, I think she's about to start gripping.
She whips out a mop, like, out of nowhere, just, I planned for this.
This
isn't the first time. It's been 7 before this, and there's more to come.
Maybe not if they take you with them.
Bad phrasing. Bad phrasing.
Somehow we got more hilarious on our second run.
This exchange might is just to get Beatrix to laugh. There's no way Beatrix isn't laughing at this. There's no way in hell.
Blushing embarrassment, like, oh no. Oh no.
If Marcy's nose is actually bleeding, Beatrix likely has a cloth that she hands to her.
Like, how nice. How very nice.
She looks up in awe at the big lady handing her the cloth. And she...
Like flipping gold to her. You just handed her riches. Oh my gosh.
Like Marcy, get her head on heterosexual for 1 second. Listen to this man.
There is no heterosexual. That is gay energy.
That is a lie. There is no such thing as heterosexual indeed.
So yeah, as Marcy drools and probably knows has a nosebleed over Eatatrix, the strong arm woman.
Being electrocuted.
Oh yeah.
It didn't help.
Yeah. Matt, Axel Grease, you have a proposition for him, to come with you on your grand adventure.
Yes. I didn't get the details. All I know is they wanted me to go on something that was related to my area of expertise.
Yeah.
That's all about it.
Yeah, and then when you left the castle, they gave you an envelope and told you to get on a ship and only open it as you got on that ship. So
on the ship, okay.
Yeah.
All right.
I believe you said we were going to look for something.
Why us?
Where did they catch my attention?
because they looked crazy enough.
They looked crazy enough to go on the mission.
Yeah.
Your eyes don't quite focus. I know you're the type of people I can work with.
They're just glazed over.
Marcy's only looking at Eatatrix at this point. Wherever Eatatrix went, Marcy's going.
Seriously.
Just giving up on life. Like, you know what? It is what it is.
You just sitting there like, oh.
Wake up, Earth.
Like, Lord, I have to keep this fool alive.
Yeah.
You have to keep Marcy alive.
Ooh. Oh, yeah.
Matrix is a giant woman surrounded by tiny people.
Exactly.
Seriously.
It's really interesting.
I mean, you're like the biggest person.
Fastball special is going to be an actual thing.
Yes. It probably will be.
We'll legit be able to do a fastball special.
With one of them.
Probably with all of them. If you've seen the strength of... Have you seen the strength of hobgoblins?
Yeah, I know.
You could throw all of them.
Probably.
Well, you can also, like, punch as a projectile, so...
Shut up.
Punch as a fucking
hole. Don't give them any ideas, Matt.
I could take a rock. I could take a rock and throw it hard enough to go through someone's skull. I probably will. That will happen.
All right.
You're notorious for making people's heads go boom.
I will say that, yes, you are.
I'm notorious for making people's knees go the opposite direction.
Sadly, that is true. I don't think there's been a campaign with you where you haven't broken someone's knees. So.
I know.
Yeah.
I'm predictable in that. Nothing else.
That I haven't tried to destroy people's heads.
Shush. You're not
the
character.
Knees, I go for the head.
Yeah, so, I want to know, do you guys, I mean, Marcy's a yes, but, like, does Timalti want to join?
At this point, Timalti's like, yeah, I'll come with you, because I gotta make sure this fool doesn't go gay over heels for someone and end up falling off a cliff.
Makes sense.
Jumping would be the correct word. Not falling, jumping.
Jumping.
No, just like casually staring at Edith Church and just literally falls off a cliff.
Gay over heels. I love that. So
that's great.
Gay over heels. That describes it.
That describes a lot of us.
That describes every single one of us pretty much.
So, Matt, Axel.
You.
Yes.
You were given directions to the boat, so I'm sure you're... Do you want to take some time to maybe prep a little bit more, or do you want to head towards that big old boat?
I'll go to my shop. I got something to grab.
Yeah. You can go to your shop.
Cool.
Yeah.
All right. So, I'm going to grab just a bag with some basic equipment. I got my tools.
Yeah.
Double range. So of course, got my big sledge, my gloves. Mm-hmm. I have a heavy Smith's apron. It's like real heavy leather. Would you say that's hide?
Yeah. Yeah, I say it's hide.
Heavy leather would be hide, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's like real thick shit. It's like blocking sparks and what.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, my goggles.
Do you by chance have a weapon I could use?
What kind of weapon are you looking for?
Something big and heavy.
Oh, I got something for you. I kind of look over. It's definitely not a sledgehammer. It's an actual, like, giant fuck-off hammer. How about this meat tenderizer?
A great hammer?
Yes.
Yeah, okay.
That looks absolutely perfect.
You can have fun with that. That's kind of hold up.
Definitely will.
A great hammer?
It just grabs it by the head.
Grab it. Grab the hammer by the top, because that's what I
can grab.
Tomorrow, I went to the St. Louis Renaissance Festival. I'll stop by the weapons booth. They actually have the hammer I just handed you, and I'll get a picture of it for you. I'll send her.
Dude,
a
yes, please.
Yeah, it's
yes.
Yeah, it's a meat tenderizer.
Bogan, I could cosplay Edatrix.
I'm down.
You absolutely could.
That would be awesome.
Yeah.
I'm a little short, but honestly, I don't feel like stilts, so we're just going to work.
I mean, platform boots. Hold together cosplay, and I definitely wouldn't be short.
Yeah.
This could be fun.
Let me just keep
all
dying
of our characters.
I do, because it's amazing.
You're dying in the corner because I've already got a meat tenderizer.
Yes. Yes.
Do you
actually know the stats of a great hammer?
No, I'm curious to know.
Half a second, my phone's charging.
I think it's D12.
Six.
I think.
Hey, Matt.
I don't have my book, otherwise I'd look.
My phone cord.
Yeah. Edatrix.
Wall block. Just need the cord.
Yeah, so while, Matt, I'm assuming you're going to lead your new troops to the boat.
I can't find anything simple-ish on on a great hammer, so that's up to you, DM.
Shoot.
I can make my recommendation, but...
I'll take recommend. What do you got?
1d12, bludgeoning two-handed heavy.
Yeah, I'll do that. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And I'll send the design to... It's actually kind of spiky. You might be able to argue a plus one, but beginner level equipment, so maybe not. It's literally like a meat tenderizer. It's got like a rough spike.
Yeah, let's go.
It's wicked looking.
1D.
I very much almost bought this hammer today.
Dude, calm down.
I kind of want it now, though I don't think I can afford it.
I did not look at the price tag for a reason. It's probably like $300 or $400.
Yeah.
Dang. Yeah, let's go 1d12. 1d12 plus 1 bludgeoning. Yeah, that's fine. Just plus 1. Yeah, so...
Get that down, or are you going to?
You can write it in your notes if you want. You guys are heading towards the boat. Hoorah.
That's
I'm on
a boat.
I'm on a boat! Yeah, so...
Everyone's just seeing Wellerman in the background.
Yes. Don't.
Yeah, that was in my mind, too.
Don't. Please. I don't want to get copyrighted. It's a great song. I don't want to do it.
You won't get copyrighted if you mention the song. Just mention it, say, go look for it, and then you can play it during this.
True. But let's not take that risk. Yeah, so, Matt, you're on the boat. Do you want to open that letter or just see where you end up?
Yeah, I'm going to open the letter.
Yeah. So, it reads, from the intel of Arya and Ash, which are spies within the enemy territories. Yes, Leah, I know. Characters from our prologue who will be returning, I promise. Favorites of this show, I'm sure. Everyone will love them. They have figured out that the Seven, who have unrightfully taken over Anya, the kingdom of religion, within this, at least this series of continents, they have started a quote-unquote holy war to, like, take over the world pretty much. And the Seven have decided that locating... special items left behind by the real Seven Gods are their way to do it. So they have actually located one of them. I can't believe I'm saying this because of how many flipping hammers we already have, but the hammer of Danico, the god of smithing and forge. So this is why you were brought in, Axel Grease, because yes, you're going to go find the God of Forge's great weapon. So yeah.
I have an erection under my Smith's apron.
Of course you do.
His hammer just goes.
Oh.
I'm just hammer sexual.
Dude.
What else would I have? A giant fuck off hammer just on hand.
Beatrix hammer him meat tenderizer.
Meat tenderizer. Yeah, so you all are going on a trip in your favorite boating ship.
I hate everything.
And the crew is already the crew. Yeah, the crew is actually not you guys. It's an actual crew who they are doing stuff. They're doing crew stuff while you guys get to bum around. Yeah, so you'll be going from Kellen, heading through the oceans around Kellen and through actually near Adan. And you'll make landfall, trudge a little bit through a forest, and make it to Rainhill, From there, you'll be going towards the ruins of Destin. And Destin is...
Florida?
Yeah, no. It's a...
Florida man.
It's a...
the Florida man race.
Oh, God.
Oh, no. It was absolute brilliance. Oh, my God. It was incredible. I actually want to play one.
Oh, God.
Perfect for a druid. Ridiculously high constitution.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely. It was ridiculous.
Yeah.
Florida man as a D&D, like, race terrifies me.
But
it's
also
terrifying. The only thing worse would be Midwestern rednecks.
Okay, no.
That's it. That's the only thing worse is a Midwestern redneck.
God, guys, shut up.
I'm not wrong.
So...
bottle rock tops got shotgun.
No rednecks would.
Yeah, so you guys are on your merry way, on your ship. Now, it's gonna be a long-ish voyage. It's gonna be like a week, so don't worry about it. And while you guys are on this voyage, you level up, so good job, because I want to get this out of the way right now. So all of you are level 2. So you, you go through, into... the lower decks. You're almost, it's been a, you know, almost a week by now. So you guys are nearing the end of your journey to the other continent and almost about to make landfall. So I want to know, what are you guys thinking about? Like, adventure-wise, like, what are you hoping is going to work well, work bad, or is what's going to be a problem, that type of stuff. So let's go with Edatrix first, because she'll probably be the one who's at least semi-tactical out of the rest of you. So.
What are you looking for, specifically?
Probably, let's go with, like, one good thing about what you think is going to happen on this adventure, and one bad thing. It's circle of talking time, guys.
Ew. It's like therapy.
Yeah, therapy. Let's go.
Sounds
like
just sitting around a circle with
Marcy looking at me, of course.
Okay.
But
Marcy is trying not to look by reading a book and failing horribly. And
she horribly just keep glancing up.
Yeah.
Yep.
Every time she notices that Edatrix notices, she's like, oh, straight back down.
Yeah. But,
lie down, too.
At least something interesting with this group is the fact that I don't think any one of us is sane enough to do anything normal. So at least we'll keep it interesting.
It won't
get boring. Bad thing is, you know, the hammer could break and I might need to have it repaired, so that could take a little bit. That would be the only bad thing, is I might end up hitting something too hard.
Something too hard. Tumulty, what are you thinking over there?
Oh, God. Well, I guess the good thing is, like, hey, you know, at least my sister's, like, kind of found an interesting
character.
Specimen to, like, thought over. Bad thing, I'm about to whack with mom a couple times. Marcy gets too horny, I'm just like, mop, bitch. Why are we... mop time.
Axel Grease, you put this crew together, this party, and, you know, they've been working on the ship for you, helping out around, some by choice, some not by choice, mostly not by choice. What's your thoughts about how this is gonna go down?
Oh, it's, well, not really sure, but I'm kind of excited to see how it does go. It's either gonna work or it's gonna blow up.
Yeah. Either way, I can kill that cult.
Right.
It'll be a shit show.
I see. Well, Good job. Marcy, infatuated with Eatatrix, how do you think this is going to go?
Marcy looks up at Eatatrix, looks down at her book, and says, pass.
The
book's still upside down.
The book's still upside down.
Oh my gosh.
Just Tumulty reaches over and flips it over like the wrong way.
Holding it the wrong way. I was reading it like that.
There's a quick bang.
I'm
just testing my upside down reading skills.
Yes, please. Nice. So, as you guys are talking, you guys being, you know, down below in the decks, you hear what is probably, to you guys, not as noticeable until you hear the screaming. But you hear screaming and commotion coming from upstairs. What do you guys do?
Oh, dear.
Oh, jeez.
I definitely grab one of my weapons and start moving up to the upper deck.
Yeah, you do that.
Yeah, I'll head up, Jeff.
Okay, yeah.
Marcy grab bow.
I can do this.
And her short sword. Basically daggers to tall people. And a really tiny bow for tall people.
I just have the maul in my hand as I'm going out.
Okay.
The great hammer. Time to wreck some people's shit.
Oh, god dang it.
Hey, there was screaming. What do you expect from me?
Nothing.
Just like, this is how I die.
Pretty much.
It's just like, this is how I die. And Eatatrix is coming out there, like,
hang on right now. Lazy. Yes.
Yeah, so you, go up, onto the deck, and you find, that you are under attack,
walking towards her.
By, pirates. A ship has docked against yours, and, you have, 9 pirates aboard the ship currently, so you probably have more on the other ship. But there's 9 on your ship attacking your fellow friends.
Oh, dear.
Oh, yeah. You know what time it is. Roll that initiative.
Okay.
Here's
my dice.
Ah, sweet. 4.
4.
Five.
7.
7? 2. It's not going well. This is not going well at all.
Dang, guys. Calm down. Oh, jeez. Alright. Okay. Yeah, all right. So, 9 people are going before you.
Right.
Just give me a second.
Glad to be included.
Guys.
So glad that I get to sit here and twiddle my thumbs.
I roll higher.
Cursed the rest of our dice.
How dare. Roll higher.
All Marcy knows is she is not on land, and her books can get wet.
Oh, no. How many books do you, like, actually have?
Oh, yes. She only brings one for journeys.
Oh, okay, you can only, like, bring one.
Keldar's Book of Rift Ranging.
Okay. Well, I had pirates pulled up. Now I don't, so get ready. yeah. You have Pirate 1, Pirate 2, Pirate 3, Pirate 4, Pirate 5, Pirate 6, Pirate 7, Pirate 8, Pirate 9. Then you guys. Alright, let's do this. I think I might do these in groups. Matt, you have two that are running. You have two that are running towards you. They're gonna go for some strikes against you.
Alright.
Yoink. What is your AC, my friend? 15. 15? 16. 16. Awesome. Yeah, well, they don't hit. God dang it. There's a small pattern that I don't like to repeat, and it's when I get into combat and I can't hit. Eatatrix, as the biggest looking one and the scariest looking one, you have, four, that are coming after you. Don't die. What is your, what's your AC?
13.
Okay, one hit. No. No. Yes. Alrighty. Three again. Cool. You'll take 8 points of damage as two of them hit you. Yeah. Cool, I have three left to play with. Yeah, so I didn't think all nine would roll above you, I'm sorry. But I'm not really. Tumulty, you are getting swarmed by the other three. I will end you. What is your,
Low deck?
What's your AC?
11. Down below deck?
What's that?
Are they down below deck where we were? Or are we up above now, all of them?
Everyone ran up. So you're all on deck. So, someone's dying. No, I'm joking. You said 14?
I said 11.
Oh, 11? Cool. I roll right when I need to roll right.
Oh, I don't like the look.
14 points of damage.
Is that gonna end my suffering?
Oh, no! My God.
What?
That's literally, I get that half my
own. It's half? Oof. Sorry, guys. Oh, God. Tumulty, it's your turn now. You got nine guys. Three are surrounding you. What do you do?
Let's see.
What are you gonna do?
Whack him,
bitch. Whack him.
With
the
long sword.
Whack him with the long sword. You do that, then.
Whack that, bitch!
Oh, we're playing a whack-a-bitch?
Whack.
That's a 22. I can play this.
What?
Sounds fun.
What'd you say?
That's a 22 to hit.
22? Yes, it hits. How'd you get so high?
Because I rolled 16 and it's 6 to hit.
I forgot I made this character.
Yes. Do I roll a d8 or a d10?
What does it say?
It says both.
Oh, it's d8 for one hand and, because it's a longsword, right?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, so if it's a, if you're wielding it with two hands, it'll be a d10. Yes?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Pretty sure
Multi
would double
hand
it and be like, bitch!
There you go.
That's a 10.
You got a
10? No, it's 7 plus a 4. That's an
11. 11? Cool. You majorly damage. he takes a He takes a big slice to the chest. He looks pretty hurt. But he isn't dead. Hurt but not dead.
Yet.
Marcy, your turn. What are you gonna do?
Oh, Marcy sees her stepsister awfully hurt. And how far away is she, would you say?
15 feet. 15 to 20. Let's go 15.
Oh. She'll pull out her long bow, and she will cast Hunter's Mark on the hurt pirate.
Yeah, do it.
She is going to fire a shot.
Hunter's Mark adds 1d4 to damage, right, when you hit?
1d6.
1d6. Cool.
That's a 16?
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Sweet. That is 9 damage to Fuck Off Pirate.
Just like in our mainstream campaign, main time stream, you're really good at headshots. You knock him in the head, his head flings back, and he falls over. So you did kill one. Good job.
It's very little known that Marcy practiced late at night on her archery because people staring at her during the day while she practiced made her sweaty.
Matt, you have 3 surrounding you, and your friends are getting butchered. What do you do?
In front of me, I'm going to cast Shocking Grasp. I'm going to reach out and grab
him
by the face.
Yeah, I need to roll for an escape, or?
No. What kind of armor are these guys wearing?
Not metal, because I know what you're asking, but they're pirates. It's leather and cloth, I'm sorry.
Okay, cool. That's all right. Means our AC sucks.
Yeah. Yes. You're right.
Does not matter, because they both suck.
What'd you roll to hit?
Cause it was a 6, hits him.
Oh, it already hits him? Okay.
No, I rolled a 6, that doesn't hit.
Oh, yeah, no. Sorry. Dang. Leah, your character has 4 around him. Has a lot. So, what you gonna do?
I wanna take my maul.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
And do a wide arcing strike all around to every single one of them. Or at least try to hit a few of them. At least clear a path.
Okay. If you can hit one of them, since it's a wide arc, I'll let you knock the others, away. Not prone, away.
Got it.
So
I want to clear myself some space.
Yeah, I know. I get it. So go for a hit on one of them. And the others will become collateral at this point. Ba-na-na-na. Power Ranger. 25? What the
21.
Doesn't even matter. It still hits.
It doesn't even matter, but...
Alright, roll. That is 2d6 plus 1.
Ba-na-na. The ball is 2d6 plus 3.
Plus 3? You're killing me.
So that'd be... Yeah. 9.
9? Okay. Yeah, you take a good swing, knocking 3 of them back off you about 5 feet. And then one took some damage. And he you can tell you knocked him up. You got him hit, and he's hurt, but not down. All right. Time for my 8 remaining men to do their work. The three around Matt, I think, are just going to stay there and attack. So let's do this. Got to beat a 16. Let's go, baby. All right. All right. All right. One hits you, Matt. Because I can't roll for anyway. And I rolled bad on the damage. I rolled bad on the damage, too. You're going to take 4 points of damage.
Oh.
Yeah.
Boo. At least nobody's a wizard.
They'd be dead already.
They would have taken 3 points of fear damage.
Just falls over.
falls over prone from breathing.
Yeah, Eatatrix, two are going to stay on you. Two are actually going to move towards Marcy because she seems to actually be a threat now.
And I'm not. I'm offended.
I mean, you're both a threat. That's why there's two staying here. But none of them hit you because I rolled bad. Not a critical, but very, very close.
Awesome.
Critical fail, by the way. Not a success. Very close. Marcy, you are going to hopefully get hit. Because I want some damage. I jinxed it. What's your AC? 13.
13?
No. One failed. One crit failed. So, as they're running up to you, I'm going to say that you notice them and can get one shot off on the dude who crit failed. So you can get a shot off on him. Like, you can shoot him.
Excellent.
Yeah, do damage.
Free shot.
Do damage. He deserves
take
it.
Take a pop shot. He stumbled on his way over and made too much noise.
But the other one will be within 5 feet of you, because he didn't, he just failed to hit, not flipping failed his
life.
The
one that crit failed gets 4 damage, and then Marcy
awesome.
Is going to cast Zephyr Strike on herself.
Oh, shoot.
She moves like the wind, and she moves at least 20, 30 feet away.
Yeah.
And she fires a shot at him.
Yeah.
Does a 14 hit?
Yep.
Excellent. That's 5 damage for the guy that got close.
Awesome. Cool. So they're definitely a little hurt.
Oh, wait. I get an extra D8. Sorry.
Take it. Because you need it.
That's for 7 to him, actually.
All right. So that was 5 and 7?
Yep.
Cool.
Yep.
12. Cool.
How fucked up does he look?
Pretty bad. Not down, but...
Stumbling around.
Stumbling around. Yeah, we'll go with that. Stumbling around. Hoorah. There are 3 guys left, and they're all on our good friend, Tumulty Greengrove. I think they're probably all going to stay with you. They know they did major damage last time, so they're going to try and do major damage this time. Wait, one's dead. I'm dumb. It's 2. There's 2. There's 2 on you. That'll hit.
No.
That won't hit. I'm not even joking. I've rolled like 5 2s in this encounter, and I hate it.
I'm glad, because most of us would have been dead if you didn't.
Well, I keep rolling 19s as well. I'm like right on the edge of everything. You'll take 6 points of damage. Woo!
Hit points left.
I don't need to know that. Don't tell me.
Oops.
It's your turn now. You have 2 in front of you. 3 are around the field, are damaged. And then you have the 2 in front of you and then the 3 over by Axel Grease are not damaged as well. They have not been hit yet. You should hit them. What do you do?
Let's
You gonna just swing your sword?
I'm trying to see what I can cast.
Oh, you have spells? Trying to spell me?
They got bonus actions. Giant's Might seems kind of cool.
What does Giant's Might do?
You get large, you get advantage on strength, and once for each of your turns, one of your attacks gets an extra d6 of damage.
Cool, yeah, use that as your, bonus action, and then do a strike.
That's a word, baby.
Yeah. Go for the strike!
18 to hit, so that's gonna hit.
That's gonna hit, right. So you're going to add an additional 1d6 to whatever you roll, by the way. Because of your giant smite thingy.
12.
Nice. You,
I smack a bitch hard.
You smack him very hard. He is definitely majorly hurt. Bleeding a lot, over here, so...
He needs some milk.
He needs some milk. Rory, your turn. What is Marcy gonna do? Matt, you're next.
How far away are the guys that... She got like 30 feet away from the guys that...
Yeah, you're on the other side of the ship compared to like the people who are fighting.
But I'm talking about the guys that met me, the two...
Oh, the two who are fighting you are nowhere near you right now.
Excellent. How far away are the ones that are fighting Tumulty?
Tumulty, I would say you were about 10 feet. You ran around 25 to 30, so let's go around 40.
All right. Marcy is going to cast Hunter's Mark on... Well, she'll probably move just a little bit closer, like around 30.
Yeah, movement-wise, yeah.
Yeah, and whichever one, again, looks the most fucked up, she's going to cast Hunter's Mark on.
Deal, it's the one to the left. Because one looks hurt and one doesn't. What'd you get? Are you sure?
She got a 5.
Yes, I'm sorry, that is a fail. Yeah, you let loose your amazing arrow, but just this once, it just so happened that a gust of wind blew it off track, so it does miss its first.
She felt his gaze on her, and suddenly she couldn't aim.
Yes, that's what happened. Axel Grease, Matt, let's do this. Give me something good. Destroy someone.
Oh yeah, my character accidentally learned Zephyr Strike because she just wanted to run away from the pirates.
Yeah. Fun.
All right, another Shocking Grasp.
Let's do it.
That's gonna be a no.
What is it? Oh.
I rolled a 6 plus 2. It's gonna be a 8.
No, sorry.
I think I'm missing something.
I feel like you are.
Okay.
Good?
If I find it, I'll let you know.
Alright. Just let me know. I don't know. I feel like that should have hit. Like, I feel like... I don't know. Do you add your proficiency?
It was a 6. I did not. Okay, yeah. So, yeah. 10.
Yeah. That'll hit.
Alright.
Barely. Barely, but it'll hit.
D8, right? 1d8, yes.
Cool.
1d8.
Shock one. Shock a mother.
7.
Nice. Alrighty. So you have you've damaged and disoriented one of your opponents. There's 3 still around you, but one is definitely looking a bit more grim than he was before. Eat a tricks.
Hmm.
you and your maul are probably going to do some damage, so let's just get this over with. What are you going to do?
I have two on me still, though. Yes, you have two on you.
There's, Marcy's out of, like, range, but there were two on her who are semi-grouped together. And then you have, two on Seth's character, Tumulti, and then you have three on Axel Griggs. So you still got, like, seven. Yes, seven. No. More than seven. Eight.
Would I be able to use a bonus action to intimidate?
I mean, you can try. Who are you trying... Like, who are you trying to intimidate?
Specifically the two in front of me.
Yeah, okay.
But any of them within hearing range.
It'd be the two in front of you, so... Sure, let's do it. Let's see what happens.
Okay.
Yoink. What'd you get?
13.
Not enough. You spout some nonsense at them, trying to sound all high and mighty. But they are determined to steal whatever valuables you have on the ship. So I'll let that be a bonus action. Yeah, I'll let that be a bonus action. So what do you do?
Then another swing with them all.
Sure. So you have those two in front of you, so take them out.
Mm-hmm. All right. 23 to hit.
20, yes. Oh. Yes, 23 will hit. Goodness gracious. That is a mighty thing.
13 damage.
What the fudge? Good job. You've completed your goal in life. You smashed someone's head in, so... Yes. One of them is dead in front of you. The other one is hurt, but not down. And,
probably covered in his friend's brain.
Yeah. cool.
If that doesn't at least slightly intimidate... Not, like, disadvantaged, but he should be a little concerned.
Oh, he's concerned, all right. Concerned about your gold.
These guys, like, drunk, or are they high off their balls?
Probably high at this point. There are three...
They're going against this group. They're high.
Yes, there are three still on Axel Grease who are continuing their assault because, fun stuff, assault.
Yikes. Oh, dear.
Cool. One hits.
Ouch.
Ah, yes. The ouch. You'll take 6 points of damage.
Fuck me running.
Hoorah. Alrighty. Two are dead. One on Eatatrix. Let's go with the one on Eatatrix. They are going to hit you again to avenge their friend because you killed their friend in front of them.
That was a gruesome way to die. At least it was quick.
What was your AC again?
13.
13? Yes. That hits. Yes. 7 points of damage. Yes. Damage. There are two still left on the deck. I think they will probably start running over towards Marcy, but they won't make it this round. They don't have bows because they weren't expecting to run across a ship. No idea why. It's their fault, not mine. Yeah, so... After that, there are still two on Tumulti who are going for a kill shot. Yep, that'll hit. Yep, that'll hit.
Oh, no.
Don't worry, I haven't gotten a 20, a natural 20 yet.
Bring it on.
You'll take 9 points of damage.
Oh, no.
You're not dead. You're not dead. Don't worry. So, I know this hasn't happened to you yet, but as long as I don't double your hit point threshold, you don't die instantly. You are now knocked unconscious. I'll get back to you in a second about that. But you are downed. Not dead, downed. Cool. We're gonna skip over your turn because you're downed. Rory, you saw your sister, Tumulty, fall to the floor. After getting a couple of big strikes to her chest. What are you gonna do?
Is there anything in the way between me and the person that just downed, or the people that just downed my sister?
The two who are running at you. That's it. Yeah.
Shit.
They are about, like, 10 feet away from you, because they couldn't get all the way, but they're getting close.
Alright,
Yeah.
Am I still within eyesight to fire at the one I have Hunter's Mark on?
The one you have Hunter's Mark on is dead.
Oh, well.
Because you did, like, just enough damage after he took a bunch of damage, so...
That were charging after me... already, right?
The two who are charging after you were the ones who were...
attacking me.
Yes. Yeah. Attacking you before.
So one of them is already injured.
Yes.
Hunter's Mark on that bitch.
Yes, totally. I would agree. How many uses does Hunter's Mark have? Or can you just keep switching it?
Keep reusing it.
Okay. I keep forgetting with Hunter's Mark how it works, because I know favored foe is different, so...
I got a 14.
Yeah, that'll hit. Mm-hmm.
All right. That's 10 damage to Hunter's Mark boy.
Hell yeah, he's dead.
straight through the throat.
Rocks.
Oh, straight through the throat. It's gushing out. Yeah, drops to his knees.
Bonus action, she's going to refocus her Hunter's Mark on the other guy running at her.
Yeah, that works. Cool. Yeah, so you got your Hunter's Mark on that other dude. Yep. Matt. You still have the three guys around you. Would you want to pull out that beautiful sledgehammer of yours?
No, because I'm not a strength-based fighter. Are they more or less kind of in a line-ish?
A line, like...
Shoulder-to-shoulder-ish?
Oh, yeah.
Straight line?
Yeah, something. I think of around like that. They're not trying to circle you. They're more trying to keep you away from the other so they can do what they did to Multi and gang up on you. Yeah.
Are there any sort of like small kind of objects in the area around me?
Yes. I'm sure you can find small objects on a deck of a ship, so yes.
Deck of a ship. Alright. Yeah, you said it'd be like a... I'll tell you what, they use grappling hooks to get over here, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Cool. And would one of those grappling hooks be within 60 feet?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay, so I'm going to reach out with my glove, and I'm going to cast Catapult. And would this grappling hook be in such a position to where I could kind of smack into the first guy and then careen him into the next guy? Nothing else to knock him off balance.
So like, use the dude as a bludgeoning weapon. I like this.
Yeah, you can.
Nothing else, just kind of like knock him off kilter.
Yeah, you can. Yeah, roll the hit to like hit him, and then yeah.
Yeah, you have to make a dexterity saving throw. My spell safety is 12.
12? All right. Let's see if I can do it.
I'll double check on that. Do I need my...
It better be less than 12.
Let's see. Is it... where am I?
Matt, it might not matter this time.
Yeah, it's 12.
Okay. I rolled a 5. There's no way I passed.
Right, you're taking 3d8 bludgeoning damage.
3d8?
That's 5. Like 18.
Ooh, God.
Traveling book to the nerds.
The dude you hit died. And the other two, after the body and the hook got thrown into them, they are both prone on the ground. So you'll have advantage in striking them next round.
Hey, big lady with a hammer.
Oh, God. She does still have one person on her, but yes. I mean, she could have... Oh, my God. Actually... Leah, it is your turn.
It is, yes.
You're right. It's your turn. What are you going to do?
So the better question.
Yes.
So I do see those two get knocked down.
Mm-hmm.
But also I see Tumulty on the ground.
Yes.
How far away is Tumulty from me?
15 feet.
Oh, yeah, that's within my range.
Yeah.
How many do they have on them?
On Tumulty, there's two still alive, but they're gonna probably leave because she's downed, so they're probably gonna go for someone else.
Alright. So they seem to have lost interest on her.
Yeah, they're not, like, actively, like, stabbing her or anything.
Okay, then that's better. I see the two that get knocked prone. Yeah, I'm likely gonna make my way over there, completely ignoring the person that's on me.
Alright, well... That sounds like an attack of opportunity for me. So I'll take that. No, I won't. He misses as you run past him. So you're over by those two now. Are just go. Just kill him.
I know this hits. It's an 18.
You didn't even need the advantage. Okay. Yeah.
Do you want to give me advantage?
Advantage on what? You get him.
You can always get that 20.
Oh, yeah. Roll again. Wait, please, roll again. See if you get a 20. I just want to know.
No, it was not a nat 20. It's an 18. Dang. Without adding the 5. So it's a 23 to hit.
Yeah, okay. Even better.
It is better. It is.
So, what you gonna do?
I'm gonna take my maul and do an underhand strike at the both of them. Just basically like...
So you're hitting...
Punting them off the ship.
You're hitting the prone dude into the other prone dude off the ship.
Yes, I'm helping them off
the ship. Roll damage. Roll damage, just because I want to see, but yeah.
Okay with the
Just please, just roll damage, just because I want to see.
Oh, God.
Marcy, what I would give to be...
13!
13! So, you do, like, a little, like, golfing maneuver, You slam into one, picking up the other one on your exit swing, and send them flying. One of them dies on impact, and they fall off the side of the ship.
One just explodes on impact. The other goes flying off the end of the ship, wondering where they went wrong in their life.
Okay.
Oh, God.
Marcy, the one that you put your hunter's mark on has run up to you, so they are going to try and strike you. What's your AC again?
13.
It does hit. Yeah. You will take 5 points of damage.
Ow.
Ow. The two on Tumulty have left and are running towards Eatatrix. They'll get to you. So they're gonna try and hit you here. Yup. Nope. That's a 5 points of damage to you.
Okay.
Tumulty.
Yeah?
Tumulty, I need something from you. Seth, you haven't had to do this before because none of your characters have almost died. So you have three boxes on your sheet called Death Saving Throws.
Excuse you.
All you need to do is get above a 10 on a d20 and you can stabilize yourself.
I'm still at 3.
No, I was talking to Tumulty, Seth.
Okay. Yes, may the dice be with you, please.
17. All right, so you're stabilized at 1 point of health, hit point wise. Cool. You're not dying yet. Rory. Marcy Greengrove, you are, you got hit, but you're not dead. So I'm sure you'll wanna take revenge on this dude who hit you.
Oh no. Marcy's gonna pull out her short sword. And she's gonna go straight for the fucking gut.
Oh, okay. Even worse. You don't get the extra D6 with melee attacks, right? I have no clue.
It just says a weapon attack.
Yeah, okay, it works. Yeah, add that d6.
That's a 16.
Oh, yeah, he's dead.
Should I roll damage anyway?
Yeah, roll damage.
Yeah, that's 9 damage.
Yeah, he's dead. You stab him in the gut. He falls over.
This action gonna change my hunter's mark again to.
Of course you are.
The guy that downed my stepsister.
There's two, and I'll put it on one of them.
They delivered the killing, necessarily killing.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, I got you.
Yeah.
The one. Yeah. Okay.
The one that wronged the most. No.
Yeah. Axel Grease, the dudes in front of you are gone. There are two left.
How close to me are they?
How close to you? Since Eatatrix is right next to you and they ran to Eatatrix, they're right next to you as well. Yeah, they're pretty much right next to you. You could reasonably just like lunge and reach out and grab them.
Okay. Shocking grasp from closest one.
Do it. Hit him up.
Alright, it's going to be 16.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. That'll hit.
Cool.
Yes, shocking grasp.
Yeah, 6.
7.
6 lightning damage.
Okay, cool. Not dead, but taking some damage. Cool.
Shocking turn of events. He's not dead.
Wow. I see what you did there. It was a joke.
Leah.
Get your butt out of my face, please, man.
Leah, it is your turn. What are you doing?
Alright, how many are around me?
The last two left.
Are you comfortable now?
Doggo! Do doggo things.
He just spent like 5 minutes trying to readjust himself after he decided my personal space was his personal space. Okay. So, there's just two in front of me, right?
Yeah, the only two left are in front of you.
Okay.
Yeah. One just got, like, shocked. Did you just say...
I just said, are they next to each other?
Yeah. I mean, they... mostly.
Alright. Let's see. Can I full-on baseball swing them off the side of the ship like I just did to the other two that were there?
We'll see. Roll to hit them. If you kill four people by throwing them off the side of a ship, I'll get mad.
I rolled a 16. I think that hits without even the modifier.
It hits.
Yep. ten damage.
They're off the side of the boat. Da-na! Yeah.
Hope they can't swim.
They're pirates. I hope so. They're gone. You guys are left on the boat, bloody, bruised, and beaten. One of you very beaten.
Yeah, no kidding.
Yeah. When,
the second one pretending to not be as beaten as they are.
And then,
Marcy immediately runs to her sister.
Totally. Do you want to do some first aid medicine check on it?
Absolutely. She's gonna start doing chest compressions.
Yeah. Roll me a medicine check real quick.
Okay. That's a 16.
Yeah, that'll do it. Seth. I don't know. You know what your hit dice is? I think. I think it's 1d8, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Roll 1d8. And then whatever you get, add it to your health, and you'll be able to stand and do it, do things.
Okay, that's a 7.
Awesome! You got 8 points of health.
Wow! Exactly.
I wouldn't.
Is he just beating on your chest? Like, I'm not dead yet.
I wouldn't celebrate yet, my friends.
Real quick, Logan, I want to walk over to where the other ship is, and
oh, you will see what's
off. Or like,
I wouldn't walk over there. As you do, from the top mast, a pirate, clad in finery, and two other pirates. Fly over. The pirate in finery knocks into you, knocking you back. Not prone, just back. You're a tall, muscular lady.
Big lady.
It turns out the captain. Turns out the captain wants his share of the fight.
Fuck.
So.
I am fucking at 3. I'm gonna be useless. Just a heads up, I'm useless right now.
Alright.
Marcy casts Hunter's Mark.
I am fucking useless right now. Just a heads up.
Alright.
Heatatrix is clinging to consciousness with a fucking thread.
As you say that, the pirate captain makes his move. He doesn't even draw his sword. He sees how bloody you are and wants to punch you right in the face because guess what? He's as tall as you. He misses. You're able to dodge low, to his jab and get out of the way. His two assistants, the two pirates who came with him, rush past you. I'll let you take, an attack of opportunity against one of them. So roll the hit, and if you hit, you get to hit him. And then they stop moving, I think, too. So that's good.
19.
Yeah, that'll hit. So roll damage.
10.
Cool. All right. One of them's pretty hurt. So yeah, you, Eatatrix, are faced with the pirate captain. And,
I'd rather not be there. I would like
Axel, The one who got away runs up to you. He is going to try and hit you. He does. But does not do a lot of damage. That's 3 points. So, you get nicked. Don't die on me yet, buddy.
None of us have healing spells. This is just dandy.
I do, but I kind of need to use a utility next in order to fight decently.
Choices.
Tumulti, it's your turn. What do you do?
Tumulti's in better shape than I am. Fair point.
What are you going to do?
Let's see. Nervous laughter.
I'm going to use, as a bonus action, I'm going to use Second Wind, which gives me 1d10 plus 3 HP back.
Fighter stuff! I love Second Wind! Nice.
So I can hopefully.
What are you,
Hell yeah! I got 12 HP back. I got 20.
Yeah! Okay. Looking a lot less pale now. Got a little bit of color back in your face.
Oh, hell yeah.
So, and what are you gonna do?
I'm gonna take out the longbow that I have.
Sure.
And try and shoot Pirate Captain Man so that Eatrix is just, like, beating a full health guy.
Let's do it.
It's appreciated.
That is legitimately 8 points of damage.
What'd you get to hit?
Oh, to hit? Fuck.
You got a hit? You think you're just gonna
that
shoot?
That was an 18, I assumed.
Oh. Yeah, that'll hit.
Oh. I'll reroll damage.
I didn't hear what you got to hit, so I was like, are you just rolling damage?
No, I got an 18. I was like, oh. Fuck it. If he could withstand 18, that means invincible.
No, not 18.
No, if he can withstand an 18, he's not a level 2 enemy.
Yeah, I know.
Put it that way.
Alright, so reroll damage at 7.
Yeah, cool. He tanks it. I love Leah's face when I said this. He tanks it. Oh god. Yeah, so he's gonna take that arrow, he's gonna take that arrow to the shoulder. He took damage. And every little bit counts, as Tom McGee says. And I trust that man with my life. Let's see. It will be Rory's turn. What are you going to do? What is Marcy going to do to save her sister this time?
Banana. Well, she doesn't like the shiny pirate man.
So I wouldn't.
Casting Hunter's Mark on him.
Yeah.
And she's gonna aim her bow at that motherfucker.
Nice.
That's a dirty 20.
Dirty? That will hit.
Excellent.
Yes.
That's 9 damage to Pirate Man.
Ooh, he's actually gonna feel that one. He tanks it to the other shoulder, but he is... nice. Damage galore over here. Matt.
Okay, how many we got left?
It will be the two pirates, and the pirate captain. Yeah, so the pirate captain, and then there's one prone right next to her, and then there's one that ran past but got shot.
I will say
that the pirate captain's wearing a lot of, like, metal.
Right, but I'm not getting up into it.
Just saying.
So yeah, I'm actually gonna try and back up a bit if I can. Yeah. Get some space and everything that's going on because I do not need to be hit by anything right now.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm going to cast Grease underneath the pirate captain. Can I catch all three of them underneath it?
You can catch two with... it's 5 feet, right? In diameter?
Ten square foot centered on a point within range.
Yeah, you'll catch two of them. You'll catch two of them and eat a tricks.
Yeah, it'll catch me.
Yeah, but you can still fight really good on the ground. Imagine. Strain and grappling.
Yeah.
Alright, so, yeah. that's what makes a dex saving throw. Or falls prone.
Dex saving throw to see if they fall prone. All right.
Correct. And it is difficult terrain duration. Less for 1 minute.
Ah.
So the dex saving?
Yep. It's going to be against my spell DC, which would be 12.
Cool.
Okay, I'm good.
The pirate falls, but the pirate captain does not.
Okay. I'm good. I got 17. I'm good.
Yeah, so the pirate captain's still on his feet, but still in the grease. The other dude fell flat on his face.
Cool. Yeah, we can keep him in that spot. Every time he ends his turn on that, he's got to redo that dex save. So we can keep him there. We can knock him on his ass and then just beat the shit out of him.
I'm glad you said that. Leah.
Yeah, angry man.
Leah, yeah. It's your turn.
Trust me, I know all about slip.
Now I'm legit concerned.
I would be.
The big lady. The big lady has been greased and it's not in a way that you want, honey.
Oh no. You underestimate.
Oh god. Oh lord.
What are you gonna do?
Okay, hang on.
I feel like you have some magic.
So I've got to mess with things.
I feel like you have some magic that you can use, can't you?
Go into a rage.
Yeah, I was about to say.
Yeah.
Do that.
That's what I'm... Yeah.
Get really fucking angry right now.
Do it.
He is now pissed me off.
So they fall down in the grease.
Oh, man. Yeah.
I got 3 health left.
Yeah, I'm going to rage.
That's going to be real easy to...
I'm at this point, it's either rage or fucking die. So yeah, I'm gonna rage.
Rage it is.
Fun fact, you can at one point become too angry to die.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, you can.
It's actually a very beautiful thing.
Yep. I have seen that in the many jokes about barbarians.
Falling from
cloud height and survives. Too angry to die.
Yep.
Are you gonna strike him then, I believe?
Yes. I'm trying to think. Is a maul, I don't remember, is this a strength weapon or should I go for punching?
It's a strength. Weapon? No, it's a strength weapon.
Okay.
It depends.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay, so got it.
No.
So I'm gonna take a shot with them all.
Yeah, roll. Most likely you're gonna hit, but hey.
That would be 17 to hit.
You just made it.
Nice.
You just made it.
Okay.
I was going to say, you could always use Fortune of the Many, but you made it, so.
Mm-hmm. 2d6 plus 3, and then that's a plus 2, so that's... 17.
17 damage?
Yeah, 17 damage.
Hot dang, he is... he is hurt.
And I am angry. You come on to my
ship.
Please
tell my turn. I have an idea.
it's hurt. He's real hurt. He's not dead.
Come on to my ship.
Matt, real quick.
What's up?
What's the help action again? I can't remember.
If you were...
Yeah, what is...
Shit. If someone can Google it faster than I can get it wrong on here. If I recall correctly, if you are also proficient in the skill, or someone nearby can somehow... Yeah, someone else Google that. It's going
to
be... like
help action. Ability all characters can use to aid their allies pulls in and out. If one player in the party is attempting to... Oh, okay. I got it. It's to add, it's to add advantage. It's like if I were to say, who's doing an investigation check? Oh, you're helping at advantage. It's that. But with Fey Gift, Leah, you can use it within combat to give people advantage, to hit. I just want to let you know that because I saw it on here and I was like, I feel like you should have been using that if you knew.
Yeah.
So pretty much in combat, it would be like if you were holding them down or something, like you grabbed them and like were holding them in place or something like that to give them a better chance to hit. All right. I was just going to let that be out there because I want to give you guys all the advantage you can because I actually am a nice person. Leah. I'm so, so sorry. The pirate captain draws his cutlass and aims to strike you. What's your AC again?
13. Had a good run, boys.
You're not dead. Calm down. Maybe. Oh, shoot. Max damage.
What?
Max damage. 14 points.
14?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm down. You're I'm good down, down. That's 11 over what I had left.
What's your wound threshold? Like your hit points? I'm talking night masquerade. What the hell?
Like my...
How maximum?
Like 23 right now.
Cool. Doesn't kill you, promise. You are downed, though, which we'll come back to you in a second about that later in this round, actually.
Did the fire captain end his turn in the grease spot?
Yes, he did, so he better see if he can stay on his feet. Oh, 13. He just made it. He's still on his feet.
Gotcha.
Yeah. So, the dude on the ground, Matt, with that grease spell, can they get up from being proned, or are they just...
All it is if you just have to spend the movement to get up, but if you you're in the grease spot, you have to redo the deck save.
Oh, okay, yeah, the dude gets up.
On the ground and low crawl out, so yeah.
Yeah, the dude isn't gonna go up. He's gonna hold his turn, because, yeah. The other dude is running towards Tumulty because he was doing that to begin with, so. Nope, don't even. That was a two. He swings down at you. You dodge out of the way, and now it is your turn, so you can deal some payback if you want.
About to beat this man with a sword.
Beat him. Beat him hard.
That is 13?
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Remember, the pirates don't actually have as much AC as the captain does.
Double wielded. Okay. I gotta remember.
Alright. What's that damage? Nine?
Yes.
Ooh. He's not down, but he's hurt. Real hurt.
My tummy hurt.
Don't
Turns
say
out
it.
That's innards.
Please don't say it like that. Rory.
Oh.
Marcy, you said you had something earlier in the round.
Yeah, I do. And now it just got better because Big Lady's down. And now she's really fucking mad.
Oh no.
She's gonna cast Zephyr Strike and she's just gonna fucking charge at the pirate captain. Oh.
Yeah, I remember that. I can't defend, can I? Is there a...
That's a 15.
Guess what? It doesn't hit.
It doesn't?
No.
Oh, wait, no, I get advantage. I get advantage with Zephyr Strike.
Oh, roll again. Roll again.
A 16.
That barely hits.
It hits?
Yes.
Okay. Oh, God. Oh, please get him off my ass.
She's just gonna fucking swing hard with her sword.
Yeah.
And she's also got...
I was about to say, Eatatrix could have gave you gift of the many, but she's down, so she couldn't.
9, 10, 11 damage.
Shit. 11? Nice.
Yeah.
I will say, since you Zephyr-striked into him, I'm going to say he's knocked back, not because I'm giving him, like, an advantage or anything. I will, because I think he's still in the grease anyways, but you've knocked him away from Eatatrix. And he's not down, but he is majorly hurt.
Excellent.
Not dead, but pretty dang close. Yeah. Matt, what does Axel Grease do? There's one prone and one by Tumulty, and then there's the pirate captain.
The captain's about dead, right?
About dead. He's looking pretty bad.
Okay, I'm going to grab one of the wrenches out of my apron.
Yeah.
And would you roll that would count as a light hammer? It's like,
yeah.
Like a light.
Mm-hmm.
Cool.
Because I think that's what we agreed it would be, so I'm going to keep to that.
Yeah, 16.
Just made it.
Nice, wing them right in the head. Let me find my...
If it's a light hammer, it might be a D6.
D4.
D4? Okay.
Yeah. That's gonna be a one.
He's not dead, but you majorly gave him a headache.
That wrench returns right to my hand.
Oh, what? Okay.
two damage. Sorry.
Oh, two? Yeah, he's still not dead, but every point counts. Every point counts. You gave him a migraine. Leah. Roll me a death save. Gotta get above a 10, so... On a d20.
Oh.
A 12? Awesome. Mm-hmm. So you're stabilized at 1. So you're not dead. Which is good. Because Marcy would have been sad.
Absolutely.
Oh, heart-wrenching. Yeah, Pirate Captain is now going to fight Marcy, though, because she's closest. So he's going to try and swing his cutlass at you. That was a... It doesn't hit. You're swift on your feet. You are able to dodge and get out of the way. Grease is still in effect, correct?
Correct.
Alrighty, let's see if he can stay afloat. No, you can't. No, got a 2. He falls flat on his bum. He is prone.
An attack advantage with him falling?
No. I won't say with him falling, but you'll definitely have advantage if you strike him soon. Because he's prone, so. Yeah, Seth.
Yes.
It's your turn. You got a dude in front of you. You want to take him out?
Yes.
Of course you do. Get at it.
Shwabonk.
Shwabonk.
14?
Yep, that'll hit.
And a 10 plus a 4. 7.
7? Awesome. You do. You slash him across the chest and he falls down. Nice. Good job. Cool. Yeah, I'll just go to Rory. Marcy, what are you gonna do?
She is gonna attack the stupid, greasy pirate man that just fell on his face.
Deal. Hit him up.
That's a 15. I also have advantage to see if I can hit higher. Nope, 15's gonna hit. Well, 15.
Yeah, 15 plus some shit, so yeah, we'll hit.
Okay. I was about to say, 15 itself.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah, it's 15 on the 20.
Okay, got it.
Alright, and... 2d6. That's 12 damage.
Fuck yeah, it is.
You stab downward. I'm assuming you're using a sword.
Yeah, she just fucking, like, stabs down like they stabbed an end into multi.
Yeah, you stab him.
What did you get for attacking my sister?
Yeah.
Short little person, just...
The pirate captain is dead. The dude laying prone...
the big lady.
The dude laying prone gives up, so he is, he's not in combat anymore.
Go, fuck, motion, motherfucker!
do with him as you please, but...
Throw him back on his own ship.
But combat is over, and you have survived.
Bye. Fucking hair on my head, I did.
Marcy crawls over and just starts doing chest compressions on the big lane.
Roll.
Oh, not all the down.
Roll medicine. Maybe you will actually help.
Well, Musil, please don't do mouth to mouth. Oh no, she's too sweaty for that.
Oh god.
She would never embarrass herself like that. Not yet.
Not yet?
Not yet. There's levels of degeneracy.
No, there's degrees. That's an inside
joke.
Should
I do a medicine check on her?
Huh?
Should I do a medicine check on...
Please. Yeah, please.
Please.
Oh, that's a 19... That's a dirty
20. Dirty 20? Cool. Leah, you can use two of your hit die... without expending them to get points back. I think yours is 10. I don't know barbarian hit die.
I don't remember. That's what I've got to check now.
Yeah, you do that. You guys survived. Good job.
How the hell we did? I don't know.
Yeah, but yeah. So your ship is docked next to their ship. You can take a look if you want, or you can just, you know, keep on trucking, because you guys are close to the port now.
How about just do this man's whole career?
Oh, yeah, let's just go see what they got.
Yeah, and Barbara dies 1d12.
1d12? Okay. Cool, so you can roll 2 12s and see what happens.
Yeah. The big one that isn't the...
Cool. Yeah. Each of you is going to.
That would be.
Yeah.
Is it Logan? Is it 2d12 together?
Yeah.
That's 15.
Cool. So add that back to your score. So you're at 16 hit points now.
Where can you see?
Thank God.
Yeah. Each of you roll me an investigation check to see what you find on the ship.
Oh, boy.
Okay.
Because I'm not going to give you guys a whole, like, ship to do. No, I don't want to do that.
19.
19, 18.
23. 23. Damn.
Goddamn right it was.
Are there any books?
Hold on. I'll get to... Tumulty, Seth, what do you got?
19.
19? Okay, so we have two 19s, 18, and 23. 18 was Rory. Right? Yes. 18's Rory. Rory, you find
his porno collection.
Rory, you find in the captain's quarters a couple of books on skullduggery and like swashbuckling.
That's it.
Dude.
No theory of piracy or anything like that.
What?
Find his erotic fan fiction collection.
You know you can learn stuff from books in my you can learn stuff from books in my campaign. What if you got like a extra subclass? What do you think I'm giving you stuff for not for
Oh no.
Come on.
You just like read interesting books. Skullduggery doesn't really interest her though.
Skullduggery and swashbucklery. Come on now. Oh,
she hands the swashbuckling and skullduggery books to the artificer. He sees your alley more than mine. Here you go.
All right.
Sure. Thanks, I guess.
I
don't know if
you can read. Leah and Seth, you guys head to the hall. You each find 1,000 gold to each other. Split that between. So I should just say this: you find 2,000 gold. In my campaigns, there is only gold. There's no platinum or silver or stuff. I don't want to calculate that. Gold is amazing to have. So split that between you two, or split that between the party, but you find 2,000 gold. Matt, you also go to the hold. And I think you find in a chest down there, like a locked chest. You kind of break the lock. You're a pretty good guy at that. And you find a mechanical creation in the shape of a falcon. It's an over-large falcon, so like think like half your height, pretty wide. It doesn't seem to be active. It might even be missing parts, but you find a automaton.
Cool.
Yeah. So that's what you get from the ship. You torch the ship afterwards, because that's what you do. Let it sink to the bottom of the sea, and you're on your merry way. You reach port after that day. Yeah. So you're at a... just to give you a little tidbit of where you are. You are south east of Adan. You are in a little cove there where there is a docking bay for trader ships to go to, like, the north and the east. I'm sure you all want to spend some time there, and that is where we're going to end it tonight.
Oh, God, I'm going.
Thank you all so much for listening in, and we hope you all loved the episode. But before you go, just wanted to say that if you love this show, you'll definitely love our others. I encourage you to check them out anywhere you watch podcasts. We are literally on everything. Also, special shout out to Debbie Toko, our first ever patron. She will be forever immortalized as the first patron to be shouted out on our podcast channel. Without you guys, we couldn't do any of this. So thank you all so much. And we'll see you next week.